future of Ahmadiyyat. When a messenger of God comes and raises a Jamaat, the first people to join are generally the poor. But the Jamaat does not remain poor for all time. It begins to prosper and ultimately even kings enter its fold. It takes root in a center, then spreads over the area for which the messenger was intended. Nobody need think, therefore, that our Jamaat is poor and will remain poor. It will grow by leaps and bounds. Let powerful countries join together and try to stop its growth. They will not succeed. A day will come when this Jamaat will beat all other groups and movements in the race. Revelations of Hazrat Mirza Sahib promise that his followers will be dominant over those who deny him until the day of judgment. Also, that the number of those who remain outside his fold will go on declining, and ultimately kings will join this Jamaat. The Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya, therefore, will not remain as poor and insignificant as it seems today, but will increase in numbers and influence and begin to surpass others. It will not remain weak, but will become strong and victorious. A revelation of the promised Messiah says, "Badshah tere kapdon se barkat dhundenge." Kings will seek blessings from thy garments. The value of great events or good actions depends upon the time chosen for them. A thing done at a certain time is very great, but at another time the same thing may be much less great. Those who were the first to believe in the Holy Prophet remain to this day the spiritual leaders of the world. Those who believed when Islam had become a power in the world attained little fame or honor. Therefore, those who join the Ahmadiyya Jamaat now, when it is thought to be weak and insignificant, will attain the honor of early believers. They will inherit special rewards and blessings. Much time has gone by already, but the door to honor is still open. To earn nearness to God is still easy. I invite you, dear reader, to consider how precious is your opportunity. It is for you to say, like all believers, Rabbana innana sami'na munadiyan yunadi lil imani an aminu bi rabbikum fa amanna. Our Lord, we heard a crier call unto faith. Believe ye in your Lord. And we have believed. It is for you to say yea to him who cries in the name of God. It is for you to become a dearly beloved of God. I say truly that nobody can find God today outside Ahmadiyyat. Everybody outside the fold, if he searches his heart, will admit that he does not have that certainty of belief in God and His promises which one should have in indubitable realities. Equally, will he fail to find in his heart the light by which he can see the face of God. This certainty, this conviction, and this light you will not find outside the Jamaat of the promised Messiah. The divine design is to unite mankind again. He who knows that death is certain cannot accept a life remote from God, a life devoid of His light. Hasten, therefore, to the light and to the certainty of conviction which you will find today in Ahmadiyyat alone, and without which life can have no attraction or charm. Lead others in your declaration so that you are remembered with honor and respect, that believers who come after you may pray for you to the end of days.